the National Unity Platform presidential candidate Robert Kyagulanyi defied odds and campaigned at Amolata despite earlier setbacks to two clearances for two venues that the NUP had secured were surprisingly revoked at the last minute, forcing the party to scramble for a suitable venue. But upon his arrival, Kyagulanyi went straight to one of the venues that had been blocked, the PFF grounds in Aputi Inomo Ward. He passionately addressed the crowd in a brief stopover on his way to Dokolo. Kyagulanyi thanked the residents for what he described as a warm welcome and highlighting a range of challenges he said communities in the region continue to face. Kyagulanyi criticized the current government's spending priorities, alleging that excessive resources are directed towards regime survival. This, he said, demonstrates the availability of funds that could instead be used to improve public services.
That this government does not care for the people. Look at how many soldiers and police officers are following me. Look at how many police patrol cars and military cars that are following me. Imagine that money. They use more than 2 billion just to follow me and intimidate people. That shows that we have the money in our country. But that's why I'm sure they're only concerned in staying in power and not serving the people.